This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. It's about time this show came up with a new idea. Once again, it's time to play Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. Now, here's your overrated host, Chad Hartman.
We are ready, and we'd love you to chime in if you would like to. You have something that is underrated. You have something that is properly rated or overrated. All available to you, 651-461-9226. Send us a text right now, 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, the decency and kindness of Laura Oakes apparently overrated. I'm looking at Laura WCCO and Canada's premier Doug Ford inadvertently swallows a bee. And Laura goes, holy Christ, I can't stop laughing. The guy could have died, and you're finding joy
okay,
in that, Laura. What's happening?
You must not have played the video, and it's funny you bring it up because that is my properly rated right now. And I do have an audio prop.
Excellent. Let's go.
Okay. So, yes, properly rated. The video that's on the interweb right now of Ontario's premier, his name is Doug Ford, swallowing a bee while he's trying to hold a press conference. And yes, I said, holy Christ, I didn't say that. I was just quoting him. And here is the audio clip of this poor guy swallowing a bee that I cannot stop laughing at. Here we go.
Not coming from the government per se, but the premier, it's coming from the health sector. Holy Christ. I just swallowed a bee.
Oh,
holy Christ. I knew that little bugger. Oh. Holy Christ. He's wedged in my throat. Sorry, guys. A little bugger got away in there. Okay. Oh, I'm okay. He's buzzing in there. Man, he went right down the hatch.
Is that not the best thing you have seen and heard in a long time? Oh, my God.
Dave, just know that if you need the Heimlich, Laura's just going to be laughing at you.
Yeah. Look you at know? Flopping around on the ground.
Oh, like,
she'll be videotaping it, you know.
He won't shut up about it. He keeps gagging.
I really needed to see that today. I've just been having kind of a blah day. And I have not been able to stop laughing. I've had to stop myself from watching it.
Jeez. Well, I think we learned something new about Laura, Dave.
I don't want the man to suffer. He had a great sense of humor about it. But when he's choking, when you see him trying to get
Jeez. The beat. Okay, text me on this one. What do you people think when, are you as excited as Laura when someone is choking? Oh. 651-461-9226.
Oh, God, I'm crying.
All right, that's very good.
All right, so that's my properly rated. I did have another properly rated ready to go before I saw this, and that is Allianz Field. I went to Allianz Field for my first time last week for the MLS Skills Challenge. It's fabulous. Have you been in there?
I have. I love it.
Oh,
I think it's
great.
I think it's I think it's the best venue in town.
Yes,
I really
I do too.
And I'm not, this will shock people, I'm not Mr. Soccer, but just the way they set it up.
Yeah.
Obviously, the location was up for debate.
Yeah.
It's an area where at night it's getting better, but still not the greatest. But when you're in the building yes. itself, it's fabulous.
It is fabulous. Overrated wireless companies claiming to be able to have a seamless transition when you switch carriers.
Oh, okay. What happened?
Oh, I don't even want to go into it because it just stresses me out. But suffice it to say, we have been attempting to switch carriers since Wednesday, and it's still not complete. It's just such a nightmare.
Well, so. I'm still bugged. A while back, Laura, I switched phones, and I lost 300 to 400 photos. When they said, no, everything's in the cloud. I'm like, I said, I think I'm doing this right. And all of a sudden I looked, and they're like, yep, look at all these pictures. I go, yeah, the problem is there's a bunch going, okay, we'll track it down. Never track it down.
Oh, God, I know. It's just, I can't believe there isn't an easier, more efficient way to do this right now. And I understand competition. I understand why your existing carrier doesn't want to let you go easily, and they think that if they make it more difficult, maybe you'll stay with them. But that's not what people do. So just stop it.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Okay, not good. Let's end on a positive note. My underrated is the perfect peach. When you find the perfect peach at the grocery store that you don't have to be afraid to bite into and get some mealy, icky thing that, you know, sometimes you just can't trust a peach. But right now, most that I have had have been delightful and perfect.
Dave, I don't think the peach is worth it because many, many times you're disappointed.
Yeah,
doesn't live up to expectations.
We've got 3 boxes of peaches at home because my wife cans them, the canned peach.
Boxes.
Those are vastly underrated. The fresh peach, overrated. I don't do fuzzy fruit.
Oh, stop. Bring in some peaches, dude.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that. They need to go. They got to get water baths pretty soon here. They're at the peak of freshness. We got to go.
What kind of monopoly do you have going? What kind of hoarding of peaches taking place?
I'm telling you, I mean, the taste of a canned peach during the middle of winter, you bring those things out for dessert in the middle of January, summer's right back.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Well, maybe in the winter you can bring them in with some nice vanilla ice cream and we'll have some treats.
Oh, you've really got some ideas here. That's funny.
Okay.
Wait,
I'm done.
You saying the canned peach as the dessert or something else is with the canned peach?
I'm saying the peach itself. You can throw some ice cream or some whipped cream on top, but just the canned peach with the the sugar water with it? Oh, yeah.
No. Laura, does a canned peach on its own count as dessert?
It could, but it would be elevated greatly with some ice cream. Or with something crunchy. Or you could even put it in some plain yogurt.
It could if you're on the island with Tom Hanks. Okay.
Wilson!
Arrigan, mix it. Wilson! Wilson!
Where's my peaches,
Wilson? Let me read a few of the texts. We'll pause, get to Dave and mine, and also point out Bobby Chacon, former FBI agent, his thoughts on what has taken place over the last 5-6 days since the search of Mar-a-Lago. Overrated, those Bigfoot silhouette cutouts that people put out in their yard or their house. Highly underrated. Time alone. Minnesota Sports. Hold on. Did this person mean the teams or the tours? I'm kind of confused. Because the teams, they can be. But we now have some pretty good venues to see games. Of course, pointing out the Dave charges for the peaches. Colorado peaches right now in season.
Yes.
The only thing a peach should be used is for cobbler. Could be. The underrated stadium tour of Motley Crue, Def Leppard, a smoke-filled, horribly echoey, drunken karaoke fest.
Yes.
In reading the reviews, they were absolutely crushing some of the artists, right, Laura?
Yes. I've been laughing at all the reviews. Yeah, and the tweets.
They were very, very funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a short pause. Come back. Harrigan will chime in. I'll chime in. More of your texts also. You can chime in as people are doing it right now. People loving that Laura is laughing at the bee thing. Laura, loving that a man almost lost his life. That's what took place.
I want people to see this. It was tweeted by CBS News, and you will find
How about this?
Hilarious.
At Laura WCCO. You'll find it that way.
Yes,
at
you will.
Laura WCCO. Back in moments on CCO. We are in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated interview coming up with Bobby Chacon, former FBI agent on the former president. The FBI and the DOJ, that's at 135. Dave Harrigan, you are now up with a brilliant band in the background.
The Who, yes. They're not so bad. They've done a couple good things in their time. I'm going to start with, well, The Who is definitely not overrated. I've got two overrated. Number one being, saw it on Twitter, thankfully from not everybody, but I still saw it a couple times yesterday from certain someones. Live tweeting NFL preseason games. Stop it.
Everywhere.
Just
many friends of ours were doing that.
The whole game?
Well, yeah, like big plays. You know, hey, Kellen Mond just threw a 15-yard pass to so-and-so. I don't care if it's the regular season, the postseason, the Super Bowl. Just stop. If I want to know what's going on in the game, I'll turn the game on.
Agree.
So no commentary about the game at all on Twitter.
You don't need to update me on, you know, this play just happened. Stop. If you've got, you know, maybe some big injury news, okay, fine. You know, if you want to throw out a halftime score, go ahead and do that. But goodness gracious, quit it. Just quit it, people. Stop.
People get excited. That's their jam. They want to find their people and have a conversation. They might be sitting in their house all alone, kind of lonely, and this gives them a community to watch the game with.
Yeah, Dave.
You what side are you on? You've just flipped sides on me like that.
I had to think about it a little bit more.
Well, turn on the TV.
Somebody's very mad. A person in the Hayward took a sip of a drink. The bee stung his throat and he died.
Oh, no. That's
take that,
funny.
Laura.
That is not funny.
Take that.
Also,
Dave, now the tweeting police. No tweeting at all about the NFL. I think it's going to stop now off that declaration from you.
I love how both of you agreed with me off the bat. Now you're going against me. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Let's see how you go against me on this one. Because also overrated, spam calls. I don't know how they get your cell phone number, but
trust me.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week, I had 10 to 12 every single day, and I've already picked up four today.
Don't you get, I mean, doesn't your phone say scam alert or possible spam?
It does, but it still rings, and it's still annoying.
But you answer it?
No, God, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you were saying you answered it.
No, I just don't want my phone to be ringing 12 extra times a day than it needs to be.
That's annoying. They're nobody's going to disagree with you on that.
Relenting.
Mm-hmm.
100% right.
All right. Thank you for agreeing with me on that one because I'm right. Underrated. Wonderful teachers and mentors. Watching my daughter, my oldest, dancing at Irish Fair this weekend, Saturday and Sunday in St. Paul, and just watching, as I've seen before, the interaction with her teachers and other people from the school that she does the dance with. She loves them to death. We love them to death. And it's just, they've been so phenomenal with her. You can't say enough good things. It's just a wonderful thing as a parent to watch happen to your own children.
Yes. Love it.
No, that's fabulous. And especially when your daughter's loving it and you have that connection, those moments are absolutely moments that you'll never forget.
That's all I've got. Shout out to Miss Sarah and Miss Natalie. Go ahead, Chad.
Go ahead. More Arby sliders are underrated for sure. I pick up a couple turkey sliders right now. Minnesota State Fair, overrated, expensive, crowded, disgusting human beings. Don't understand the attraction.
It's all true, but it's so fun.
She just said Minnesotans are disgusting human beings. She said that's true. Okay.
Yes.
It's a spectacle. It is just a spectacle, but it's something you shouldn't miss.
people who were aroused by the weather this weekend in parts of the state where it was in the 50s and it was raining. In August, overrated, yes. Laura Oakes. Stop it.
I know.
I was in the same town as you. It's August 13th, 14th. We can't get excited when it's 55 degrees and drizzling in August.
No.
Stop that.
No, I know.
Stop it.
But I do like that weather. I'm ready for fall. I'm one of those people.
Oh, stop.
But when you plan a sunny, nice weekend day in Duluth, and at one point in the week, the forecast says it's going to be 82 and sunny. Mm-hmm. And then it's 61 at the most, windy and
barely.
Cloudy and drizzly. It's not cool.
Not cool.
No.
Not cool. And that bottom feeder Carter suggesting fall is better than summer. Stop.
I agree with him. I agree with that one.
You news people need to be quarantined. I mean... They all think fall, it's like 71 and sunny out. Most of fall, it's 42 degrees out and it's drizzly and it's windy. Oh,
no,
God,
it's
I love that. Dave, don't you love that?
1 month of fall is manageable. The rest is trash.
Thank you. Autocorrect on Twitter as I'm trying to tweet out. Two Tao's name and King. It won't let me put Tao and kept autocorrecting to that. Mm. Let me screw up on my own, okay?
Yes.
The people who put the double zipper, Laura and Dave, on a coat.
Double zipper.
Stop.
Oh, yes. Well.
At the bottom, at the bottom, the double latch.
Yep.
I don't need that.
Well.
Go ahead. I need one hook. I don't need two. Why do we have the double, Laura?
Well, isn't one of the zippers usually for an inner extra layer of warmth, and then the outer is for just like more of a rain or wind protection?
Not in this case. No.
Okay.
Double zipper people. Lose my number. The laziness of Americans can never be undersold. I saw a commercial the other day, I believe it's Dawn, okay, where Dawn now has designed a product where the liquid detergent comes out the bottom of it.
Oh.
So the idea is we're excited that we don't have to take the 1/4 of a second, Dave, to turn it upside down so the liquid will come out, so it's automatically coming out of the bottom.
You should go to the Twitter account of one Rena Sargentopoulos, because I saw her tweet a photo of that very product in her kitchen just a few days ago with basically the message of, where has this been all my life?
Yes.
Oh, stop. Stop. You just turn it upside down. I mean, come on. Use just a little bit of effort. I mean, like, whoo. Man, I've saved so much time because I saved that 1/4 of a second.
Can I expand on this topic of dishwashing detergent and the
sure.
packaging? You may yep. have not been in the WCCO radio lunchroom recently, Chad, but there is a spray bottle of Dawn. I think it's Dawn.
Where, it is.
Yep, you just squirt a little squirt of soap in your coffee cup and you're not wasting any, and that is super smart.
Well... the laziness, again, of CCO employees who just leave their cups and bowls in there. If they're caught once, they should be fired. How about that policy? There's like 9 signs. Don't leave the stuff in there.
And don't leave
quickly.
Your crap in the fridge to stink it.
Yes. Yeah. Or don't. But also, you couldn't be Kyle Sheely when he worked here, where Kyle would decide if you left it in there for half a day, he thought that was too long, and then he would eat it. So that was a bit much. We finally started The Bear on Hulu. Man, I love it.
Ooh, woo! Good.
Restaurant-driven. It is intense, though. Two restaurant ones. Gordy's High Hat for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Low-key meal for me, Dave Harrigan. Chocolate banana malt, bacon deluxe cheeseburger, half an order of onion rings. I had that at 2 o'clock. I didn't eat until the next day at 1 o'clock. It was so much food. Not kidding. And then we went. When I ate again the next day, Ola Arepa. Mm-hmm. I'm just reminded. Ola Arepa is one of the 10 best restaurants in the area. It's phenomenal. Started as a food truck. Haven't had a chance to go there in years. Absolutely love it.
Yep.
So Ola Arepa is, if you know it, it's properly rated. But if you don't, it's highly, highly underrated. The FBI, Donald Trump, Department of Justice. Let's talk with Bobby Chacon, a former FBI agent, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.